Lance, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Tony. How are you doing?
Well, I feel a lot better, I guess, now that I may be able to get a cocktail on Sunday.
Yeah, we're very happy that the legislature had come to a compromise agreement with the governor on this early Sunday sales issue.
Well, what's very interesting about this issue, too, is it gives the power to local communities to be able to decide this.
Yeah, and local communities have the ability to not allow alcohol anytime on Sundays. So it was just fitting that the legislature made sure that local communities had the ability to prohibit alcohol sales or consumption before noon as well. And we think that's important because there are communities in the state, there are local townships and cities that don't feel as though it's proper to have alcohol before noon, and that's their right. And if there's a simple majority of the people that vote that in, or if there's a simple resolution by their local unit of government, then that's their decision.
Well, I received a couple of emails that said our communities are going to go to heck in a handbasket because we're going to have the ability to have a cocktail earlier in the day. Well, how do you react to that?
Well, there are certainly some that feel that way. You know, we have looked at, and most of the conversations lead to increase in drunk driving, and we have done studies that show and prove there's no direct correlation between an increase in drunk driving and extended hours of alcohol, whether it's before noon or it's after 2 a.m. Unfortunately, people abuse alcohol at any time during the day, regardless if it's being sold that time, and it's the responsibility of the licensees to make sure their customers aren't abusing alcohol.
So retailers, restaurants, and bars will be able to sell beer, wine, and spirits on Sundays starting at 7 a.m., and liquor sales will be allowed until 12 midnight.
2 a.m. on Sunday.
2 a.m.?
As it is on any other day, yep.
Okay.
And we think there's a variety of licensees, that different licensees in the hospitality community that will take advantage, whether it's a golf course or a fine dining establishment that has a brunch, or a grocery store at, you know, 11 o'clock, you're doing your grocery shopping, and it just happens not to be noon, but you need something for later in the day.
And now establishments will be able to sell these same types of beverages on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Yeah, we heard from a lot of our members in the UP that they had a concern that their customers were off of work and their customers were driving to Wisconsin or going to the Native American casinos when, you know, they were prohibited from staying open for their customers. So we were able to lift the prohibition on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Before the bill went through, alcohol sales had to stop at 9 p.m. on Christmas Eve and had to remain stopped until the 26th. Now alcohol sales can be until midnight on Christmas Eve, and then starting at noon on Christmas Day.
And liquor license owners will just pay an extra $160 to sell liquor on these during these new times.
Yeah, the Sunday morning permit would be $160, and again, it's optional for any licensee. So, and we have heard from several of our members who say, "I don't want to stay open. You know, I don't want to open up earlier on Sunday." Well, that's their option. They don't have to open up early on Sunday. They don't have to open up on Sunday at all if they don't choose to. It's additional $160 permit, and we think that a lot of our licensees, just for the convenience to their customers, whether it's 10:30, 11 o'clock, 11:30, there's a game on TV, or, you know, whatever the circumstances, just for that convenience factor to their customers.
And grocery stores and other alcohol retailers will be able to offer free beer and wine samples to shoppers, but no more than 3 samples of 2 ounces each.
Yeah, that was another piece of the legislation that allowed for off-premise licensees to have free samples of wine, beer, and spirits. And it's a very limited amount, very small sample sizes. You know, no one's going to be there, you know, spending an hour there having samples. It's just a way to get some more education on the products. So those people can enjoy them at a later time.
Well, I think what's interesting, as I mentioned earlier, that local communities will be able to decide should they implement these laws. But I think it also really opens up some neat and interesting opportunities for retailers.
Yeah, agreed. The hospitality industry has struggled for many years in this economy, and really your small independent bars and restaurants have really struggled since May 1st in the smoking ban. And we think this is just a way for them to hopefully recoup some of those sales. It's not going to be the end all, windfall to recoup all of those sales. But we hope it's a step in the right direction.
Lance, I have lived and worked in Houston and Atlanta. The liquor laws in Texas at the time were 4 a.m. That you can serve to. In Atlanta, it was 6 a.m. And I know that there have been lots of folks who'd like to extend that time here in the state of Michigan until 4 a.m. Where do we stand there?
That proposal has been out for several years, and it just hasn't gained enough support. And I feel it's the MLBA's job and the job of our members to educate the public, educate legislators that, again, as I mentioned earlier, there's no correlation between an increase in drunk driving and extended hours. We've looked at Atlanta, we've looked at Chicago, and all of their statistics will show that there's no correlation between an increase. So we need to do a better job of educating our legislators and the public and pursuing that, because we do have a lot of members that do have a customer base that want to stay, out later.
Well, really, I think you have a lot of work to do if you're going to succeed in this, because as someone who worked in bars and nightclubs for more than 20 years, I've always been under the thought process that the later it is, the more bad things could happen and the more cocktails could be consumed. But you say that there is data that disputes that.
Yeah, again, we have looked at the drunk driving statistics, again, in areas like Atlanta, in New York, and Chicago, and those drunk driving levels do not increase or decrease compared to those states where areas are only open until midnight or 2 a.m. So, again, it's our job to educate the public on that, educate legislators on that, and it's not necessarily staying out later, it's maybe going out later, individuals heading out at a later time. It's just a different sort of customer base, I think.
Hey, Lance, lottery sales are down due to the smoking ban?
Yeah, we have seen, and I only have figures from the first 3 months of the smoking ban. It would be May, June, and July. But lottery keno sales, and if you're not familiar, keno is a game in bars and restaurants. And keno sales were down 18% in May, 16% in June, and 16% in July compared to those 3 months in 2009. And we think that's a direct correlation from the smoking ban and a direct reflection on how our small bars and restaurants are doing in this state post-smoking ban era.
Well, I've seen some data, and we've talked about it here on the program, that states most people are pretty happy with the smoking ban and like it the way it is. How do you react to that?
Well, I mean, they're 80% of our population does not smoke. So it would make sense that the majority of people who would take surveys would suggest that they are happy with a smoking ban. Unfortunately, those individuals still saying they're happy with a smoking ban aren't necessarily going out to establishments where now smoking is banned. We have surveyed our members, and of the respondents, we had a huge response from our members. And of those respondents, 75% of our members that responded to our survey have seen a decline in their sales. And we've seen most affected your smaller, independently bar owners who have a low sales base, but have a majority of their customers who are smokers.
So they would rather allow smoking and lose the customers who aren't smokers as opposed to having it smoke-free.
Yeah, everyone has said, and the proponents have said that, they would go out more. They would go to establishments now that smoking was banned. It just hasn't come to fruition. And we're 5-6 months into this. I hope that will turn around, and we will start seeing some more non-smokers in some of these establishments, but for the first 5 or 6 months, it has not occurred.
Lance Benonimi is the Executive Director for the Michigan Licensed Beverage Association. You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Lance, we have a new governor-elect, Rick Snyder. What's your take on Mr. Snyder, and how do you think he will help your association?
Well, we've had an opportunity to meet with the governor-elect a few times on a couple of different occasions, and he seems to be pro-business, which our members do appreciate, and he has made some comments towards promoting tourism in this state, which we very much appreciate. Our Pure Michigan campaign has proven success, not only to the tourism industry, but to the state in general as well. And we are very excited to hear some of those comments about the possibilities of increasing that Pure Michigan Fund and making sure it's fully funded so we can get as many people not only from this state traveling across the state, but from other states as well.
Lance, how many members do you have in the association?
We have about 2,200 right now, mostly bars and restaurants.
All right, let's take the smoking and alcohol situations out of the mix. What's the biggest challenge that your members face?
Right now we are making sure that the legislature is aware that this economy is bad. And unless people are working, you're not going to see people at leisure establishments. And we want to make sure that this state gets on track and that people are being employed. Because if people are employed and they're spending some of their extra money, then they're going to be visiting bars and restaurants throughout the state, and everyone's going to succeed in that era. So our biggest challenge right now is really just getting our state back on track.
Lance Benanimi is the executive director of the Michigan Licensed Beverage Association. Lance, if folks want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
They can call our office. We have a phone number of 517-374-9611. You can find us at mlba.org. I'm available literally 24/7. So anytime they need to get in touch with us, I'll be there.
Lance, always great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on, Tony. I really appreciate it.